Boone. I can't get all the names straight. And Sherry Thompson. Okay, what an honor it is to be with you all today. And we just have three things that we want to share with you and how we got started. And we can honestly say it was all God, and we cannot take the glory for it. It's all Him. And so the three things we want to share with you is about having a vision and trusting God and perseverance. And so my part of it was the vision. In 2009, I lost my husband to cancer suddenly. We found out in January 5th that he had cancer. April 25th, he died suddenly. And I was staying home because I had lupus and I was having some heart issues with that. And I was staying home. And it was just a really dark place in my life. That season was, and I just felt like I didn't have a purpose, you know, that I was just, my son was grown, his children were grown, they were growing, and I just felt like that I really didn't have a purpose. I didn't know why I was here, and I thought, okay, I'm just going to sit here and wait to die. And I began praying. I would pray every day, and every once in a while, I would hear the words widow's barrel when I would pray. I would just hear them in my spirit. And I would go and I would read the scriptures on the widows. Every widow that I could, you know, that I would research, I would read about it. And I always got out of it that it was provision, you know, that God would take care of me. And I would pray and tell the Lord, Lord, I know you're going to take care of me. You know, so I just kept thinking that's what he was saying. But every once in a while I would hear that widow's barrel just in my spirit. And so finally I asked the Lord for clarity. I said, I'm not understanding what you mean. I know you're going to take care of me, but I don't understand why you keep speaking widow's barrel to me. And one day he gave me a vision, and I saw a store. And we were in the store, and people were coming in, and they were weeping. They had a sad countenance, and they would come in, and we would help them, and we would pray with them, and they would leave, and they would be happy, and they would be smiling. And so I shared the vision with Sherry. At this time, we worked together over at 104 Robert Street, and we taught the little kids. And so we had gotten real close over there on Friday evenings, preparing for them, and I had shared the vision with her, and I said, but don't tell anybody. And the reason I didn't want to tell it yet was because sometimes when God tells you something, you start hearing negativity from people, and you start, you know, they start telling you all the reasons you can't do that. And I just, you know, I didn't want to hear all that. I shared with her, and I said, you know, if this is God and I'm not just sitting around going crazy, then we will find a building. So we kind of kept that between ourselves and started looking. But in the meantime, our thoughts got in it because it was widow's barrel. We thought, okay, we're going to be serving little widows. We're going to make little cupcakes, and we're going to sit around and do little crafts with them, and all these little, you know, your own thoughts get in it. And that's what happened. And we just thought we were going to just be about widows and helping them, but God had greater plans than that. And when His thoughts are greater than ours. And so We kept looking for a building, and again, our thoughts were in it. We thought it surely would be down on this end of town. This is the hot spot. We didn't even go up on East Main. And so we thought, oh, it'll be down here. We kept watching, still not telling it. but watching for a building. And one day on Friday, I had locked myself out of church. I had left the keys at home, and Sherry worked at Averett, and I was going to have to wait about an hour on her. And so I thought, great, I'm going to have to sit here for an hour, but I'm just going to go through town again and see if I can't find something. So I had never thought this before, but in the meantime, my driving down this way, I thought, we need a loading dock. By this time, we had thought, well, we're going to be receiving, it's going to be a thrift store. But I thought, we need a loading dock. If we're going to receive things and send things out, we need a loading dock. That's the first time I thought that. So anyway, I came down through here, slow, just looking on both sides, went all the way to where the Tractor Supply is now, and that building was empty, and I pulled in the parking lot, and I said, Lord, I do not have this much faith. This building is huge. And Lord, I don't have the faith to even believe for that. So I turned around, come back down through here, and I started to turn into 104 Roberts and wait on Sherry. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, just a little farther. And so I didn't turn in, and I just kept easing out East Main there. And I came to the red light in front of Wilbert's vault there. And I stopped and I said, Lord, I'm not seeing a thing. I am absolutely going crazy. I'm hearing voices. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. I'm not seeing anything. And I heard it again, just a little farther. So I eased on out through there real slow now. And I looked over to my right, and there was a loading dock. So I pulled in the parking lot, jumped out with excitement, looked in the window, and the building was empty. Floors shining, fresh painted walls. And I called Sherry and I said, oh, Sherry, I think God has showed me our building. And I told her where, I said, it's the old NIMS building. And she said, there's a bar up there. And I looked around and I didn't see a bar. I said, I don't see a bar. And I said, there's a gym here. And so, but anyway, by the time she got there, we talked, we went over and found out who owned that building. And in 2 hours, we got him up here and we knew that was our building. And so God, he just let everything fall in place. I was doing dishes after we knew we were having the building, and I thought, boy, we need clothing racks, you know, the metal racks that we're going to have all this stuff. And the Holy Spirit said, go look on LSN. 1 hour earlier, a lady had sold her whole consignment things that she used to do at a big school down there, and she wanted to sell every bit of that. So we went and got it, and then they gave us donations, and it was just boom, 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 what the Lord had done. And that's the vision part of it. And I'm going to let Sherry share with the trusting God, because it's so important too.
Okay, I'm a nervous wreck, but I know this is family out here and friends, and I love all of y'all. But I just want to say this. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to share of your goodness and our testimony of what you've done in our lives. And Holy Spirit, I just ask you to give me the words that I need to share. And Father, I just pray that you receive all the honor and glory and praise for everything that's done. I just had to pray because I am nervous. Donna got the vision and she shared it with me, but I'm going to give you a little bit of backstory. I got a big loud voice, y'all. So a little bit of the backstory of that. God, Melaina and I had worked together at our previous church with kids, and we had really gotten close. We'd have Saturday morning coffee, and we would share our life together, and we would talk about what we were going to do when we got our house paid off and just different things. So God had worked on our relationship before this vision started, and then like Donna shared, we got to work together at preschool at 104 Roberts, and just we really bonded, and we shared life stories and our hurts and our dreams and different things. So God was bonding us together before the vision ever really started. But my backstory is I worked at Averett Express, and at Averitt, you can have your Bible on your desk. You can have the Word of God all plastered all over your cubicle. You can pray with people. And I felt fulfilled, but, you know, there's always something more with God. You know, there's always more. You know, you get comfortable with being able to do that. And thank God for our freedom. I mean, I can even share the Word on the phone. But He was stirring in me. That's just not enough. You know, I there's something else, Lord, I know that You have for me. And I remember praying, and then I got an email. I remember praying one day, just looking out my cubicle window, and I'm like, Lord, I feel like I'm dying in here. I know I'm allowed to do all this. I believe in, you know, blooming where you're planted, but I feel like there's more. I could just see, look out my cubicle window and think, God, there's more. There's more. And so I got an email, and Amy was asking me to join the council. And I thought, Lord, that's it. I'm going to be on the council, you know, and I immediately answered the email. And, you know, and then, of course, we was already working in preschool. But, you know, and still, I still felt this stirring. And so, and I'm going to back you up just a little bit. In two years, I guess about a year and a half, 2 years, right before Donna had this vision, my husband, Daryl, ended up with diagnosed with lupus. So we were dealing with all that and the ups and downs of that, but I was still crying out to the Father, Lord, I know there's more. And so when she shared that, the minute she shared it, I knew it was God. Although I was nervous and like, Lord, I don't even know what that looks like. And when she told me she was seeing a thrift store, I'm like, Lord, it can't be, because I don't even like yard sales. And that's the truth. I don't. We send Donna the yard sales. So I don't even like yard sales. And me and Mom used to go to thrift stores, and we'd be gone for hours. But I thought, Lord, a thrift store? But anyway, that's what He was calling us to. But it was more than a thrift store. It was a ministry. And my heart's cry has always been to love on people right where they're at. And so I don't want to get sidetracked, so let me just stay on cue here. But He was answering my heart's cry. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't even know what this looks like. I know I need to work my full-time job because I've got to have insurance because of Daryl's sickness. And so not really trusting that God was going to make a way for that at that time, but just pressing on. So here we are working. And once we open the store, I'm still working at Averitt. Melena's still working at school. We're working around the clock. I had to be in at 5:30. Get to the widow's barrel. Donna's been up there all day. The hallway's piled up with stuff. And we're just working, working, working. But anyway, so I know I'm giving too many details. I'm sorry, y'all.
No, you're fine.
Let me get my track back. Let me get myself back on track. So we're working, working, working. And finally, Donna is like, okay, so it's fall of that first year. And she's like, We're out of space. The whole back section of our building is filled. I mean, it's filled to the ceiling. We're having to climb over to get stuff. I don't even know. It had to be God, the way that we got it cleaned up and out on the floor, because we didn't even have any space at all to work in. It was terrible. But God, and He, we had to call the landlord in fall of that year and say, we got to have some storage. So we opened up the first section of our basement, and we leased that. And so at that time, He's like, well, you all just need to buy the building. We're like, there's no way. You know, we'd only been in business for 8 months, whatever. And we're like, there's no way. So, okay, so fast forwarding a little bit faster. Okay, so it's fall that year. We've leased one section of the building. And the tension's on. Business is booming. We're praying with people like crazy. Donna's telling all this God stories. A doorman come by and said, you needed a doorbell. And Donna's like, yes, we do. So, I mean, everything we've needed, God has sent in, okay? Doorbell, a guy comes by. I mean, just everything, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, and He's the one that sent all the donations in. He's done every bit of that. And we blew our landlord's mind. He didn't think we'd stay in business 6 months. And we forgot to talk about that. God provided, let me just back up for just a second. When we could decide to open, the Lord, there was somebody there with the provision. And I mean, the person, he gave us the money to even start the business. So God had all that lined up. He was already working in somebody else's heart. He heard our story, and he was like, yes, I want to sow into good ground. I want to do this. And he did. The Lord used somebody to give us favor to have the money to start up. So it was just amazing. So I'm going to back up and go to the second year. So the second year, we're still working at our jobs. Business is crazy, booming. We're praying with people. And then Donna starts to say, girls, I'm going to need some help. Somebody's going to have to come on board with me. I mean, it was just really more than Donna could handle. And so then Milena quits her job in May and does a early retirement. And then the pressure's on. So right after that, my husband was diagnosed with a second disease. And so I'm like, okay, there's just no way. So I'm already thinking there's no way I'm going to be able to come on board. How am I going to do this? So in Tina's life group, she'd give us a word, though, and I forgot this important part. Before all this started, Tina gave us a question one day in life group. And it was something, well, I can't remember the question, but anyway, the word the Lord gave me was trust. So that had been on my board at work. And I'd been looking at that even before any of this started. So trust was my word. And I'd been praying through that and just saying, Lord, I trust you, I trust you. And just really claiming that over myself. And the word that I was claiming over myself was the Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and I'll direct your path. So I just kept that word in front of me. But at the same time, I was really having trust issues because I'm like, Lord, how am I going to get to the widow's barrel with my husband with two diseases? How am I going to give up my insurance? Blah, blah, blah. So it goes on. Lena quits her job. It's fall of that next year, the second year. We have to open another section of the widow's barrel in the basement to have enough storage and even to have enough place to work and get it all put together. And so we're like, okay, Lord, you are, you know, he's just pouring it in and sending the customers. It's just, I can't tell you enough how good God is. But at the same time, I'm not trusting him fully, and I'm getting that word a lot. They're like, are you, you know, you're going to have to trust him at some point. So it came down to it. We were offered to buy the building again because there again, now we own three sections of this building. And we're like, no, it's not time. But, or was it time? I'm getting mixed up on what it wasn't, was it? Okay, and so then the next year comes along, it's a third year. So we're into the third year, and so before that, though, in December, when we were talking after we had leased the second section of the building at the bottom, we were offered to buy the building, and that brought up a whole new thing that we were talking about. And Daniel, God used Daniel to say, when are you going to trust God? I've told him. I trust him. But Daniel said, when are you going to trust him and give up your job? They need you here. I mean, the pressure. I'm telling you all, I was in a pressure cooker. Everywhere I was at, and I even said this, I think, one day in our life group. I said, everywhere I step is pressure. And God knows I'm hard-headed, and it takes a lot. I mean, he has to put the pressure on. And I said, okay, Daniel. And this is how I done it. I said, okay, I'll turn my notice in tomorrow. And they're like, seriously, tomorrow? And so I did. I said, yes, if I'm ever going to trust God, I got to do it now. And so mind you now, I didn't really know what I was going to do about insurance, but I was going to turn my resignation in. But the Lord had used Judy Barassa in Tina's life group to share with me about it's called Marketplace Insurance, and it's based on your income. And God made a way. She shared that. And we've been sitting in there for months about talking about insurance, talking about this and that. And just that day, she decided to share just in the right timing. It's God's timing, and his timing is always perfect. And so I checked into the insurance, quit, you know, give my 2 weeks notice. And the very next day after turning in my resignation, that week was our biggest week. And the Lord had given us a whole house of furniture to clean out. I mean, he just done exponentially more than we could even ask, think, or imagine. And the next year was the third year. We're going along. I've quit my job. Everything is great. We get a letter from the bank. And the bank is saying, you know, they're not paying their bill. They're not paying. They're going to foreclose on the building. And we're like, what? You know, and automatically we start going and looking for land and looking for another building and all this stuff. And then we're praying, Lord, are we to stay in the building? And he answers that prayer, and we were to stay in that building. And they give us, this is the third time around, and so they give us an amount, and we share our financial stuff and share the amount with a president of a bank here locally that we all used to go to church with. I mean, we just laid it all out before him and told him, and he says, I think that you all can do it. And he said, and then we was up on the phone with him another time and really talking closer numbers. And he said, but have you all counter offered that amount? And then we talked to Dino, I think, at one time. We've talked to all kinds of people because we're just three country girls that God called. I mean, and I mean, I'm serious. I worked in a factory, then Averett and Melena's worked at school, and he brought it all together. And I'm really talking a long time, and I'm sorry. But, and they knew I would. See, and Amy did too. But anyway, so here it is. We got this letter. And are we going to trust God if he's going to give us this building or not? You know, is he in it? And he was. And he did. And so I'm going to cut through a lot of it. But when we counter offered, they said yes. They did. And we wasn't expecting that. We really wasn't, because, you know, the original price and the next price. And then, you know, we're like, wow, they went for that price. And so then it was ridiculous. And the thing, okay, I'm getting to that, Donna. Thank you. I know I'm telling every little detail. I'm sorry. I'm bad for that. And so it was a ridiculous amount. But here's the thing. We prayed. We all prayed. Melaina over here has got the faith. You just can't even imagine. She just goes with it. And she said, I just trust God with it. I'm not there yet. I'm just not there yet. At this point, I wasn't there yet. So I go home. And some people have already heard this part of my testimony. And I'm telling the Lord, Lord, I need to know this is you. And here's my fleece. How many has ever done a fleece? I did a fleece, a big fleece. Lord, we don't want to tie up any of our assets. We don't want our husbands on this. We want our interest rate needs to be less than 5% fixed. No down payment at all. And I mean, if you all could see our salaries, we shouldn't have got this building. I'm not joking. But anyway, I laid this fleece out before the Lord, and I hadn't told the girls about it. But the next time we talked numbers, I finally told them, girls, I put a fleece out before the Lord. And so we ended up taking our applications, filled them out, took them, prayed, kept praying, trusting, Lord, you got this. And they called. We get the call, and they said, okay, we're going to give you the loan, but we need $20,000 down. And so because I'd already told them my fleece before the Lord, they're like, no, we're not accepting that offer. And they said, okay, we'll go back to the board. So they go back to the board, and was it a few days later, they called back and said, we will do it. No money down, no assets, no husbands. Yeah, I mean, we kept our husbands, but we didn't keep them on the loan. But anyway, so they did it. And Melaina's the one who took the call, and she said, we got it. And we're like, we got it? And then what do? This is me, okay? That's why I got this word today. I run like a banshee. I grab my purse, and I go home, and I cover up my head, and I'm squalling. I'm just being real. I cry my eyes out, and Daryl comes upstairs and he goes, what's wrong with you? What are you doing home? And what are you doing crying? And then so I tell him. But what I had to do is I had to get all the last 3 months' bank statements, and I'm And I'm a numbers person, so I got my legal pad out and I'm doing all the math. And then I realized we can do this because we had already leased 3 sections of this building, and we can do it. With your help, God, we can do this. And so in the meantime, Milena's up front, Donna runs out the door, and Milena's like, I don't know what just happened. These two girls just ran out the door. Donna will come to my house. And I tell you though, y'all, I think it's just because I wasn't trusting God. I had this dark cloud over my head, and Donna came and prayed, and the Holy Ghost come down, the cloud left, and we have not turned back since. I'm telling you, you can trust Him in every season. He is faithful.
Okay, guys, most of y'all may know, but I'm also Donna's daughter-in-law. Okay. And us three's worked together for so many years in church and stuff. So backstory real quick. We all used to go to the assembly with each other, and we worked with the kids with each other. And so when Donna is and Sherry are looking at this building, they don't say anything to me about it. I'm in the dark, and I'm like, okay. But they call me one night from Sherry's house, and here's what they do. Milena, can you come over here? And I'm like, yeah? Yeah, what's wrong? Just come over here. We need to talk to you. I'm like, okay. So I went over there, and they had tore up leather coats and was making little bitty strips. And Donna knows I hate Christ. They stress me out. It's totally stressed me out. And she's like, just help me. And I was like, No, I can't do it. And then she proceeds to tell me, hey, we're wanting you on board with this. And I'm like, okay, all right. So I just said, okay, because I knew that it would be okay, you know. So fast forward, we've opened the shop. I'm working at school. Sherry's working at Averick. Donna's there. When I get off from school, I'm down at the shop. I mean, the hall's lined up. There's stuff on the dock, and I'm working like crazy. But Sherry gets there to help me out. And I'm begging Daniel to let me quit school. And he said, no, honey, you can't quit right now. We've got 3 kids in school, high school. Our house is not made for, and there's no way. And I'm like, okay, then when can I quit? You know, because I'm just asking, when can I quit? And he said, you get the house paid for and you quit. I said, all right. Well, I'd hurt my back at school. So then I started looking how much I had in my retirement, if I could take an early retirement or not. It was just enough to pay off the house. And remember, Daniel had told me I could quit. Because at this time, we had no salary. We wasn't getting paid at the Widow's Barrel. We was working for free. We was doing it out of blind faith and saying, okay, Lord, you're in charge of this. So I quit school, and we had never discussed where we're going to be at the shop, what we're going to do, nothing. Never done. Well, Donna just goes, usually most of the time, automatically to the register, or she does the creative stuff. She has a creative mind. That's not my cup of tea. Sherry does not like it either. Now, I will clean all day long, and I will pull in, but that's not my cup of tea. But we never discussed it. It's just kind of, God said, okay, you do this, you do this, and you do this, and it all came together. Now, we, our husbands, our kids, they've all pitched in. That God has used our husbands and all of our children in so many ways. Daryl, and I'll never will forget, Daryl and Daniel went to take a refrigerator to somebody, and they had called us and they said, girls, there's a much bigger need here. These people don't have food. And it's outside of the Widow's Barrel box. It's outside of that box. I mean, it's sometimes I a lot of what I've been saying is, Lord, I don't understand, but I do trust you. Because it's bigger than my mind can fathom. And so, there's our story. And we don't know what's going to be next.
Okay, and I just want to finish up with that how good God is. We have been able to, at first, yes, money was tight. We was trying to pay the rent. We never missed a payment. Never missed a lot deal or anything. And I just want you to know how big God is. We have been able to help people. We paid $1,000 to save a home. It was going into foreclosure. He had cancer, or the wife did, and the other one had had back surgery, so they were hit hard. What God called us to do is not enable people, not just open our doors and say, here, you take a... That's easy to do.
Yeah.
Just set up a sign and say, free everything, and anybody can do that. But we question them. We try to dig and find out how they got in this shape. Also, how they're going to get out of where they're at the time.
Amen.
Because you don't want them to stay there. We want to give a hand up, not a hand out. And so we have gotten to help people so much. We've paid $600 electric bills for people with cancer. You know, it's we've helped burnout, all kinds of people that come in, and we really, the Holy Spirit, one thing that we do every morning, and I want to end with this, is we would meet at 7 o'clock every morning, and we don't open until 9, but we would pray and seek God for discernment, for wisdom and knowledge. We didn't ask for money. We didn't say, Lord, give us such and such amount today. He already knew our need. He knew what it was going to take to that week and next that month to get us to stay on board. And so we very seldom would we pray for any. Sometimes we might pray, Lord, we've got a need, you know. But most of it was wisdom, knowledge, and discernment on how to help someone else. And so I can tell you that He's went above and beyond. We have been able to sow seeds into ministries, and it's just so exciting to be able to do that. And not even if it doesn't even affect us. I mean, it's just like, yeah, we'll help because there's joy in that. And so we just want you to know that if God's placed a vision in your heart, and you can trust Him.
Yes.
And just persevere. There's been some hard times, and we always go back there, and we'll get together and we'll pray. And we've had to stop in the middle of everything and run to a room and pray over things. We've had to anoint that building because there was a gym in the other part there, and we prayed them out. And yeah, there was some things going on in there that shouldn't been going on, and so we prayed them out. And so, anyway, when we got that part of it, we anointed that place and cast out, and there was strangest spirits in there. You know, I thought, what? What? There's a spirit of jealousy in here? There was. And we started praying, and we cast those things out. But I do want you to know that now we own the building, and God is so, so good. We have renters. There's a renter downstairs, which he was already there, but he was renting from the others. And so Hunter's Gym's down there. He pays us rent. There's a beauty shop with 4 beauticians in there that pays us rent. And so God has been more than enough.
Yeah.
So you can trust Him.
Amen.
Just hang on when it gets tough. Know who you can count on. And He's just a good, good God.
Amen.
And don't be afraid of a vision that He might plant. Maybe it's just a desire that you want to do. But you can, if you go in it with a pure heart, wanting to help others, wanting to sow seeds in good ground,
yes,
He'll do it for you.
That's good.
Does anybody have any questions for these wonderful ladies?
6 years.
It'll be 6 years next April. Yeah, the guy that we leased the building from gave us 6 months.
Oh,
he said, you girls won't make
it. I had no idea.
Because when we went to him, he was a lost man, and, you know, he was into some stuff, and but we didn't know that. But we prayed for him that first day because he said his heart was hurt. And so I said, can we pray with you? So we prayed. We just grabbed him and start praying for him. Well, we scared that man to death. He would shy away from us. It was conviction, we think. That's what we're going to say anyway. But he respected us. But he said, I give you girls 6 months when you first opened up. But anyway, yeah, it'll be 6 years in April. Yeah.
Can you give us the details for people watching online where your business is? And
yes, it's 713 East Main. The old NIMS building across from First Baptist Church.
Widow's Barrel.
Yes, the Widow's Barrel. Did I not say that?
You did. Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah. And we're redoing the building now. We're putting stucco on the side of it. And we got it painted this summer. And God has made a way that we didn't have to borrow any money for that.
Amen.
So everything that we're doing to the building is his provision, and he's taking care of it.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, yes. When COVID hit, we closed down. When the governor said, you know, go home, we said, okay, girls, we'll go home. Well, we went home 2 days. I couldn't stand it. I called them and I said, girls, I cannot sit in this house. I'm going to eat myself to death. And I said, we got to get out of here. And so we decided we'd just go, not open the doors, but work. So we built a dressing room. And there's several things we got accomplished that month, but we lost that income. But when we opened up that next month, after 6 weeks, boom, it was so huge, the amount that we made that week. Pate took care of that last month. So that's how good he is. We just trusted him. Okay, we know how to sit down, and we're not, we don't think we have to have the best. We don't think, you know, we've got to have all this stuff. We just, we live within our means. Good. And so he always makes a way. Yeah, and pray about everything. Mm-hmm. Yes, I had mentioned to the girls, I said, if I go to the bathroom or if I go to the back, I come out one day and somebody was in there. You know, and I said, girls, I don't even know when somebody's here. And I said, we need a doorbell. If that afternoon somebody from Knoxville come through and selling doorbells. He put it on for us. He said, I'll fix you right up. And he put it on for us, and it's worked perfectly ever since. But that's how it was. I mean, we just mentioned something in prayer, or girls, we need to do this, and there it would be. And it's, yes, and we had to have help, and they come. I mean, and the donations just abundant. We've had donations from Lebanon, from Kentucky. We've had anywhere else you can think of. All over the place. They just said, we heard about you, and we're bringing our stuff here. So we're just excited about what God has done and what he's going to do. And we think that it's a lot bigger than we even imagine right now. I think, was it Dawn and Jackie that you talked to us about branching out? We're a little afraid of that right now. We can't figure out how, but we still remember what you said.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And we've not lost that, you know, but we just can't figure out. And of course, it's our thoughts, but when the time is ready and we're prepared mentally, it'll happen. Anybody else got questions? And like they said, we're just three little country girls. You know, I didn't even finish high school, guys. I wanted a husband. At 16 years old, I wanted a husband. And I got one. Married 36 years when he died. So
I didn't think I needed education. I was getting me a husband, so. You know how a 16-year-old thinks. And so that's what I did. 2 years later, I had me a baby. So we're don't, you know, it's not, we don't have all this knowledge to tell you all. I feel like I'm sitting, you're standing here before such smart people. But God, He's good.
Yes.
Yeah. So we, our story truly is, boy, God really done it for them. Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
It maybe not a question, but a comment. Since you guys are not like experienced business owners,
mm-mm,
how has that been the tension between, okay, I'm trusting you, God, not only to provide, but also to raise me up as somebody who can run a business,
mm-hmm,
and run a ministry and all the other things you're doing. What's that been like?
Mm-hmm. It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting to see what God can do and how He does it.
And especially when we look back,
yeah,
you might be standing here, but when you look back and see all that He's done and how He's matured us, and we've matured spiritually, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
We don't describe our purse as a money anymore.
Yeah.
But He's matured us spiritually, yes, in a lot of ways.
Amen.
So we've grown. When
Donna called us, she was scared to death. She wanted to meet at the church, and she was shaking. I thought somebody died. And so we come in, and she's scared to even tell us her vision because she thinks it sounds stupid.
Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget what Pastor Craig said. He said, you know, I shared it with him, and he's just intently listening to me. And then he said, you know, it's so crazy, it's got to be God.
Yeah.
And I went, yeah, it is. Yeah. So, yeah. He's just good. Don't be afraid to trust Him.
Amen.
Yeah. There was something I meant to say, but I forget. So, it's not important. But anyway, that's our story, and we're sticking to it.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think these are three very, very smart women that are highly anointed to do what God has led them to do. And I really appreciate you coming and sharing and being so vulnerable and open about what you went through, your walk in faith and your obedience and your trust. We can all learn from that. And that's what Tent Makers is all about, is supporting each other in business to become more kingdom driven. And that business right there is nothing but kingdom driven.
Amen.
So I know that some of you were here last month. We handed out a survey, and if you did not turn that survey back in, or if you got it via email from Amy, if you could